As the heat continues to batter the country, a complete ban on fires in the open is now in force across Northland. The region's had no rain since before Christmas and the land is tinder dry. Now, this comes as a Northland landowner could face prosecution and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines for a fire that was deliberately set. The landowner was burning off a big pile of slash or forestry waste without a permit. It's the latest in a week of serious wildfires, starting with two in the Bay of Islands last week and a blaze that burned off more than 60 hectares at Hororeke near Kaikohe on Saturday. We can talk with Rory Rennick now. He's the region's Deputy Chief Rural Fire Officer at the Marae.
Good morning, Susie.
The situation with the conditions in Northland, it sounds very dry, but it sounds like it could be pretty dangerous.
Yes, it is. It's like you say, no rain since January, so we are facing a higher fire danger, and particularly when it's like this, fires that were lit several days ago, larger fires can get up and go again because they're still smouldering, and some of these big fires, especially things like slash, can burn for weeks and then pop up when a couple of weeks or even months later. As things dry out and the conditions get worse.
So the situation you're faced with now is very dangerous, but also very hot work, I guess, for the firefighters who are out there having to battle these.
Yes, I was looking after a fire yesterday and I was monitoring things, the crews and things mostly, but I was certainly wet through because it is very, very hot at the moment and very hard work.
Considering how dangerous this could become, these fires could burn for a long time, as you're saying. What sort of advice are you giving to people? What sort of things that should they not do, or what should they do to try to avoid any kind of fire breaking out?
Well, the first thing we've done, like you say, we've put the total fire ban in place, so we don't want any burning, any fires in the open, because even small fires can be a source and become larger fires. And then we need people to be careful with other activities as well, such as use of chainsaws, mowing, especially tractors and things like that, machinery. We've also had a few ignitions from power lines, and what we're finding is the line maintenance companies are doing their bit, but private landowners don't realise that the line from the main line to their house is actually their responsibility to maintain. So we've had lines down or trees contacting with the lines and causing fires as well.
That's kind of tricky, I suppose, though, because the maintenance of that might be to use your chainsaw to cut down some of the branches.
It could well be. There are ways to manage that, and we'd recommend talking to the power company and possibly getting an arborist where you're doing that work, and they should have those measures in place.
As for this landowner who was burning slash without a permit, what kind of situation could they be in for? Presumably prosecution, what kind of penalty?
So the prosecutions are potentially up to $300,000 for burning without a permit or in a prohibited season.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for talking us through that. Rory Rennick there, Deputy Chief Rural Fire Officer in Northland.